Yo, it's your boy Teray, and I'm here to welcome you to episode 4 of the Vibe Files, aka the Teray Show. As you can see in the title, this is the Pop Smoke music review. He recently dropped the album entitled Faith this past Friday. We gonna jump right into it. I told you guys to get me over 350 total plays on my last, overall, matter of fact, on my whole podcast. That's what you guys did. I'm at 357. Appreciate your support. And make sure you go to my Instagram, official.tarray, T-A-R-A-Y. And hit that follow button. You know what I'm saying? We gonna jump right into it. The first song on there was actually a little intro called Good News. It got me hyped up and ready for the album. You know, in the intro, you say some shit they gonna get, you know, the people attention. You know, that one thing you say, you go stand out. And that for me was when the woman said the smoke would never clear. I'm like, ooh, this bitch finna be pressure. You know what I'm saying? So the next song, song number two was entitled More Time. It wasn't too bad. It more like a freestyle instead of a song, though. It had a few punchlines in it. You know, not too, you know what I'm saying? Not too bad, not too bad. I gave it 7 out of 10. 7 out of 10, you know what I'm saying? The next song was Tell the Vision. The features was actually unnecessary, if you ask me. They did too much, you know what I'm saying? Like, come on now, with the woman was talking, you know, the choir and everything, like, all that shit was so unnecessary. When the beat dropped, though, the song was, you know what I'm saying? At first, I was like, why is the choir, why they got choirs and stuff, why the lady talking, all that? Man, the beat dropped, shit went stupid. I ain't gonna count, I ain't see it going in that direction. Pusha T verse wasn't bad, but should have been used on another song. His verse was good, but I hate that they put it on that song because it didn't really fit the song or what Pop Smoke was, you know what I'm saying, going with it, you know what I'm saying. 7 out of 10, though. I don't know what the fuck Kanye was on. Manslaughter was my favorite song. The next song, Manslaughter, was my favorite song on the album. It's a smooth, calm type song, a song you can vibe and smoke to, you know what I'm saying. No, all type of shit like that. Rick Ross was definitely the right pick for the song, and the beat went stupid. The Dream was unnecessary. I don't even know why they put him on the song. Verse was uncalled for and all. Like, they should just cut that last end to the song off with The Dream. Song, yo, 8 out of 10. Next song going out, About a Million. It was a good song for people who like drill music. It was lit. Pop Smoke did his shit. 42 Doug was alright. I would have left 42 Doug off the song though and just killed 21 Savage on the, cause 21 Savage did good. He ain't really do bad. I gave it a 6 out of 10, but it probably would have been 8 out of 10 if 42 Doug was left off. No disrespect to 42 Doug. I fought with him, but he just wasn't the right pick for that song. Too many features for no reason, you feel me? Brush 'em. No words for this song. That song was trash, 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 trash. Had to be a throwaway song. That had to be one of those songs that rappers just go in the studio, record, and just put in their archives or something. Because, boy, ain't no way, my boy. Ain't no way Pop Smoke approved of that shit, boy. Top Shotter. I ain't like the start of the song too much. Pop Smoke actually did good on a beat like that. It shocked me. I was like, you know what I'm saying? Like a beat like that, you know what I'm saying? I was thinking in a Lee Chopper would have been in that bit because the song was entitled Top Shotter. But on a beat like that, Pop Smoke did his shit, you know what I'm saying? The Jamaican dude or whatever was uncalled for. Pusha T verse was good. If the Jamaican nigga wouldn't have been in that bit, though, I would have gave the song probably a 7 or 8 out of 10. But just because of all the extra shit they put in that bit at the beginning, all that, I gave it 6 out of 10. It's like they doing too much, bro. Like, for no reason. Just keep the shit simple. Beat the speaker. That nigga Busy Bank should just kept the song to itself. I've heard Pop Smoke speak on him a few times, mention him in some interviews saying he was next up. So seeing him on the album, I ain't really surprised. I ain't gonna lie, Busy wrote that whole song through. When Pop Smoke came in, I ain't gonna lie, Pop Smoke should've gave that song to Busy, you know what I'm saying? Pop Smoke, I ain't trying to say his verse bad, but shit, he should have just been left off that bit. 6 out of 10, though. Beat the Speaker is my least liked song. Bad to me, no words, I couldn't get up on it, but 3 out of 10. But that song, I don't know what the fuck they had going on. Pop Smoke, but I know Pop Smoke, man, the fuck. Coop is cool, not too bad. I kind of liked it, 5 out of 10. No words for that, really. That was another throwaway song to me, like, songs that I have no words for. It just like, I don't know what they were doing with it. I don't know what's wrong. It just, I can't even just say. What's cracking, I ain't like that song. Takeoff did good, it's the drill beat. I think they should have used the regular smooth beat. Pops, the song probably would have been better if they used a different beat. Man, just because his name is Pop Smoke, you ain't got to put a drill type beat on it. That song should have been like a regular smooth convite type of song with a regular beat, you know what I'm saying? But y'all motherfuckers want to try to put a drill on it. That shit, man, 5 out of 10, bro. Genius, I hate it. The song is ass. Everything about it, ass. Lil TJ, ass. Sway Lee, ass. Pop Smoke, by his own lyrics. I don't know what song he was like, something about Melo on his last album, some shit, Melo, you know, shit like that, like, bro, 3 out of 10, bro, like, stop, y'all, what's up all these features, like, y'all killing it, man, Legacy, bro, song's ass. Mr. Jones, I couldn't get up on that song either, 5 out of 10, smooth type beat, vibe type of song, it ain't too, it ain't really that bad, but it ain't good. Future versus alright, Woo Baby, I fought with that. Woo Baby, what Chris? Hey y'all, let me know on my Instagram DMs, official.terray, what song that was. Like Chris Brown, like that was a Chris Brown old beat, but like for what song though? Pop Smoke need more songs like that instead of like a lot of drill songs, because he actually did good at that motherfucker. Chris Brown did good too, so I gave that bit an 8 out of 10. I like that song. That's the song I added in my playlist. I can actually go back and listen to Demeanor. Man, let me tell y'all about this song, Demeanor. Ain't no way, my boy. Ain't no way this shit got approved, my boy. Nigga, I would get that shit a 0 out of 10 if I could, but I gave that bit a 1, motherfucker. I couldn't even finish the song. Who approved that shit, bro? Like, for real, bro. Like, come on. I don't, bro. Anyway, next song, Spoiled. For real, save the song. I ain't really like Pop Smoke verse. It ain't really too bad. 6 out of 10, only because Pharrell was in it. I think putting Pharrell in it actually was the best choice. He actually did good, not too bad. 8 Ball, I don't like it. The beat is ass. I just couldn't at that point. I wanted to cut the whole album off. I just like, bro, ain't no way, bro. Back Door, I like the song. I wanted Youngboy to be on that song because that's the song that he played in the studio for OG3. That everybody thought Youngboy would be on, because he said he want Youngboy on it, but instead Quavo and Kodak was on it. But it was still a good song. I guess Youngboy couldn't be on the song because he was in jail, because he's incarcerated right now. But Quavo and Kodak still did good, you know what I'm saying? 8 out of 10, not too bad. My overall take on this album though is just they should delete it and start over. Yeah, delete the whole album. Bruh. The album for 2020 beat. When he dropped that song, 2020, last year, with his first posthumous album, is 1,000,000,000 times better than this album. I'm thinking this song, this album finna live up to what that album was. That shit ain't live up to shit. They need to delete this shit. Every single feature on that bit was unnecessary, except for Pharrell's, Chris Brown's, Pusha T. Both of his verses were good, except for that one song with Kanye West that they should have used their verse on another song for, but he still did good. Busy Banks was good on the album. Kodak, Quavo did good. All that other shit, but Demeanor, whoever that was in that song with him, but I see you out on these streets, my boy. Yeah, alright. Bucker. Who? Bro, why y'all killing my boy Legacy? I'm finna cry. Like, tell me, y'all DM me, official.terrell on Instagram. Let me know in my line. What do y'all rate this album? Please just let me know. What's y'all opinion on this album? Because, man. But I even invite you on my next episode of the podcast. We can talk about it. Because, man, if you think this album good, I just want to listen to, like, what's in your head. Like, I want to listen to, like, the stupid shit you got to say. I ain't calling you stupid. I fuck with you for, you know what I'm saying, for listening to my podcast and all. Know what I'm saying? But, man, this shit could have definitely did better, in my opinion. This episode should have been longer, but, man, I had to scan through that album like it was nothing but hot ass it was, bro. I ain't need to go count for a 20-song album. Overall, that bitch was 5 out of 10. Probably, I'd say 6 out of 10. That bitch damn sure ain't getting no 7 out of 10 from me. That bitch looking got a 6 out of 10. Whoever put that album together, I don't fuck with you. You cool, though, you know what I'm saying? But you could have did my boy Pop Smoke better than that. You feel me? So, I'm going to wrap this up. Make sure y'all continue to support me. Share my podcast. I appreciate all the support and all, man. Your boy finna go roll the blunt. Get high because this shit got my head hurt. Make sure y'all go follow me, official.terrell on Instagram. More episodes to come. I'm definitely giving a review on Young Blue. His album, Moon Boy, dropped this Friday. I've been a fan of Young Blue for the longest, since like 10th, 11th grade. And like, man, watching him grow is something special to me.